I arose and am still with thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The today's feast, the Resurrection, the Easter Sunday, is the whole reason why for Christians it is Sunday and not the Sabbath of the Jews, which is the holy day. Every single Sunday we are obliged to present ourselves in the church to give our Lord his proper worship. And we do this not out of fear of being punishment, at least we should not do so, but because of joyfulness, because of gratitude, because of thanksgiving for all he went through during his holy week of a passion. Resurrection, which ended the very sad and gruesome Holy Week, was the central theme of the preaching of apostles. And resurrection is also what distinguishes Catholicism from all religious systems and so-called religions. Today's Mass is also the very favorite of mine in the Roman Missal, of these opening words of the introit, I arose and am still with thee. And we also pray in the collect that thou hast overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life on this day. The resurrection and the joy and the promise of everlasting life is the very reason why we are Catholics. Without our Lord being risen from the dead and gained victory over sin and death, there would be no reason for us of being his followers. Christianity stands or falls upon the very fact of resurrection. No other Christian doctrine, therefore, is so fully set forth and presented as valuable in Christian writings, nor so powerfully defended by Christian apologists. Today we have also seen the great significance of a resurrection, not just its fact, that Jesus Christ should rise from the dead by his own power and call himself back from death to life. This is the greatest of all miracles he ever performed. It is, so to speak, the very miracle of miracles. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus is truly the clearest proof of his divinity, and that what he preached and taught, that is the truth, and it comes directly from God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. By resurrection, our Lord showed that he is absolute Lord over life and death, and that he knows all the things. And truly, he is also the true teacher, because his prophecy that he would rise from the dead on the third day came true, and it proved the truth of his teaching. And therefore, if this teaching of the Holy Church and teaching of our Lord is truly true, then we must also see that his often repeated assertion that he was Son of God is equally true. And there are so many people in the world today who are ready to kill or even put themselves to death for a religion or some doctrine which they think is true. But not only was Jesus ready to defend his teaching at all costs, he was ready to give his very life for it. This alone might not have proved the truth in his doctrine, but the resurrection is the one which separates Catholicism from false religions, what he thought is true and what he prophesies is true, and he has proven it by raising from the dead. Therefore, this is the true proof of our everything what we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, and that is also pledge of our own future resurrection. When he told his apostles when he was still on earth, saying, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. And everyone that liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. Truly, by believing in him, we have procured for ourselves the great hope and eternal promise that this world which we now live into and all its sorrows will infallibly come to an end at some point, and we will be victorious over our passions and over our sorrows. Easter is celebrated annually on the first Sunday after the first full moon in spring, and that is the greatest feast of the whole ecclesiastical year. And therefore also the Church has given this great obligation for the faithful to come and participate in the Holy Communion and at least once in the year, especially during Easter time, because by participating to Holy Communion, we are looking forward to our own resurrection. As St. Paul also has said, as Christ is risen from the dead, so may we also walk in newness of life. Being the comfort of his own, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus is also a grave warning to sinners. When the soldiers who were guarding his tomb saw the angel, they were trembling with fear, and they fell to the ground as though they were dead. These were brave soldiers who had seen many battles and who were true and loyal to their orders, but they had never trembled on the field of a battle. And now, at the sight of our Lord's resurrection, they became like dead men. Resurrection is the great mercy to the people, but it also is the great warning and the wake-up call to the sinners, how they should also believe and accept this true doctrine of God, whom Jesus preached and which he proved to be true by his resurrection. Also the chief priests and scribes, they were also terrified when the soldiers came and told them of our Lord's resurrection. They had the voice of their conscience, which cried to them, "He whom you have killed is then, after all, the Son of God. Do penance and believe in him." But they didn't listen. They suppressed this inner voice and obeyed their own desires. These people hated our Lord, and they resolved to prevent at any price the people in believing him. And therefore they bribed these soldiers to support them in their wicked lie that the body of Jesus had been stolen by his disciples. Dear faithful, we are still in the times when many people, even though the evidence is clear, refuse, either because of their own wickedness or because of lack of knowledge, to confess and celebrate this great truth which we now celebrate on Easter Sunday, the resurrection. He has truly risen, and he is still with us, like he was all those years before, hundreds and thousands of years ago. He has promised, and he truly has left us his Holy Ghost. He has left us his Catholic Church, that as long as this world lasts, there will always be his disciples, there will always be Holy Mass, and there will always be Holy Communion for us, poor people, poor sinners, to unite ourselves to our dear resurrected Master. Once again, our Lord has lived up to his promises. He has overcome both the world and the greatest evil in the world, that is death. As today's sequence so beautifully notes, Christ, my hope, has risen, King victorious, have mercy on us. We should still not to think too much of ourselves compared to those sinners in the world who do not follow the voice of their conscience and the voice of proof. Many of us might look up the end of Lent as also the end to austerities and penances which we did during Lent. Note well then that Easter time is truly a time of joy, but it is the time of Christian joy. It is the time of Catholic joy, and there should never be a return to any bad or sinful ways for us if we, by misfortune, have sometimes walked upon those paths in our lives. To take again the life of a sin, to take again the life of a bad habits, that would truly be a sign of ingratitude for our Lord, that he has promised to raise us also as he raised himself. Now, when we celebrate his resurrection and again enjoy some of the good things we denied ourselves during Lent, let us do this in the spirit of Christian and Catholic joyfulness, being always sacrificing and doing everything in honor of our resurrected Lord, and never look back into old lives, in the lives of sin, but fervently and most of all with prayer, trying to indulge, trying to get all the sinners of the world who supplicate the voice of their conscience and who close their ears on truth, trying to get them also to trust into our Lord's promise, trust into his teaching, and trust for them also into everlasting life. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.